These are scary times for a lot of people here in America, but especially for Muslims. But one Muslim leader here in Boston says that the way to beat the fear is to reach out. The World's Matthew Bell has our story.
Muslims should care deeply about the wider community where they live, including non-Muslims. That's something Sheikh Yasser Fahmy has been reminding his congregation about lately. As an example, he told me about one instance where the Prophet Muhammad himself showed concern for people from a different faith.
There was a Jewish funeral procession passing in front of him once, and he stood up. And one of the companions who was there was very, you know, surprised. And he said, "Oh, Prophet of God, this is a Jewish person." And he said, "Is it not a soul? You know, is it not a soul that must be honored and respected?" You know?
Fahmy is the senior imam at the Islamic Society of Boston Cultural Center. It's the biggest mosque in New England. Fear is running high in the congregation right now, especially with the travel ban. But Fahmy says this is no time for Muslims to circle the wagons and cut themselves off from their fellow Americans. The sheikh, who grew up in New Jersey, is challenging his congregation to do just the opposite. Here's how he put it in a recent prayer, he tells me.
I said, "Let not our pursuit of justice be under the false guise of self-preservation." You know, our notion of justice and mercy is not about the self. It's not about just Muslims being okay. But it's much more about living prophecy and trying to live prophetically in society and the pursuit of justice and mercy to be for every person.
The Boston Mosque opened its doors to the public last Friday night to host a town hall-style meeting. Tanya Nixon Silber grew up in this neighborhood, but this was her first time actually stepping inside the mosque. I asked her why it was important for her to be here.
Well, why not? Right? I mean, this is the time when everyone wants to know what we can do, you know, and the first thing that you can do is talk to the people that are being targeted.
That's something echoed by one of this community's highest profile allies. Boston's mayor, Marty Walsh, who's Catholic, was the guest of honor at the event, and he told me that the mosque, like the churches and synagogues and other places of worship in Boston, is an important part of the city.
Most of the people here are hardworking people that pray, and they worship. It's no different than any other group of people. I mean, I think that what's happened is that there's been this broad brush painted that every Muslim is a terrorist. Every immigrant is a criminal. That's very unfortunate because that's not the case. We all have people in all our faiths that might not be law-abiding, but you don't paint the whole community that way because of certain individuals.
But many Americans still have their suspicions. A poll from the Pew Research Center found that 3 out of 4 white Protestants surveyed said that they supported the Trump administration's travel ban on 7 Muslim-majority countries.
Well, there is a legitimate fear with Islamic terrorism.
Bryant Wright is the senior pastor at Johnson Ferry Baptist Church outside of Atlanta.
It's a very real factor in our world. Sadly, that fear has just multiplied here in our culture, and obviously it's a political hot potato in regards to how Donald Trump has really built a lot of his campaign related to that fear.
Pastor Wright's congregation has been helping to resettle several Muslim refugee families from Syria. Wright says it's true that there are profound differences between his faith and Islam, but he wishes more of his fellow Christians were willing to reach out and connect with Muslims in the U.S.
It's a disappointment that so many Christians in the pews of our churches have been letting fear kind of guide their actions rather than the fact that Christ commands us to love our neighbor.
Brothers and sisters, if we want to make America great, we have to heed this guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
That's Sheikh Yasser Fahmy delivering his Friday sermon last week. He was talking about why Muslims need to love and care for everyone, not just their fellow Muslims.
And that is what our religion calls us to. It calls us to care genuinely about the well-being of every single one of the members of our society. With deep love, with deep sincerity, with deep empathy, with deep compassion, and with deep mercy. That, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, is a pathway towards making America great.
For the world, I'm Matthew Bell.